Welcome to the intersection of personal and professional development. This is Audio Motivation. Hi, everybody. This is Andy O'Brien again for Audio Motivation. And today we are with Nancy Marmolejo, who teaches entrepreneurs, professionals, and leaders how to tap into their deep genius, then use that genius to develop a strong personal brand, leadership style, message, and public voice. She's a professionally trained coach since 2003. She's helped thousands of people understand all they bring to the table through direct coaching, keynotes, online classes, live events, articles, and interviews. Nancy's a regular contributor to Forbes and the Huffington Post, where she gives advice on leadership and personal branding. She's also been featured in Smart Money, Latina, the Hispanic Business Journal, and many more. You can find more out about Nancy at talentandgenius.com. Nancy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I appreciate you being on with us. This is a thrill. I've been following you for a long time and, you know, just a big fan. So this is a real treat for me.
Oh, that's great. It's like, oh, thank you for the stalking is appreciated.
I know that probably didn't sound too good.
But. No, it's funny how it is with us being online and, you know, we can learn so much about a person without ever actually meeting them. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. And actually, Audio Motivation first got its start before Facebook or Twitter or any of those things. And it was a lot harder to land interviews. Now I can meet someone like you and get you for an interview. So it's really amazing how things have developed here. So Nancy, tell me about talent and genius. How are the two kind of intertwined? Because a lot of people probably feel like they're mutually exclusive, but that's not really the case, right?
Right. It's interesting. So I'll start with talking a little bit about genius. If you look up the word genius in the dictionary, oh, there's a very strong possibility you're going to hear chainsaws while I'm talking. Just let you know right now that the minute we started talking, my neighbors decided to put a chainsaw to some trees right outside of my window.
That's so, okay. My neighbor just stopped using his weed whacker about 5 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. So just the sound effects are my gift to your listeners, Andy. Genius, as I was saying, if you look up genius in the dictionary, it's really interesting because, when you think of genius, you think of somebody who's got a really high IQ or, you know, somebody who can solve a Rubik's Cube in record time, or they've, you know, Stephen Hawking's and they've explained the universe in ways that our brains can't comprehend. And that's one part of it, is that intellectual genius. It also has a creative aspect. You know, people can be a creative genius. But the other part of the definition of genius that people overlook is that it's intellectual, creative, or some other exceptional natural ability. So these are all these exceptional abilities. And, you know, when I look at people, everybody has exceptional natural abilities. So we have that. We're all walking around with it. The biggest problem is we don't have it identified. And even once we identify it, there's a whole process of being able to really own it and understand it and utilize it. And so the genius part is that, you know, what you bring to the table and who you are. And then the talent piece, that's really how it happens out in the world. And so the two of those fuel each other. And there's another concept that I use a lot, and it's called deep genius. And deep genius is just my way of helping people understand that when we're talking about those exceptional intellectual, creative, or other natural abilities that you have, it's the sum of your innate gifts. It also has to do with things that you've learned. It also has to do with life-defining experiences that have woken up strengths you didn't even know existed. So there's so much to it, and it's all it's all revealing these aspects of ourselves that show our strengths, that show our value, our unique contribution, and where and how we can apply those.
So once you're able to, you know, recognize, first of all, the genius and then apply the talent, that's really a sweet spot, right? I mean, most people probably don't achieve that, I would think, at least maybe not in their businesses. If we're thinking of like small business owners, entrepreneurs, it's probably tough because they're just, you know, they're not seeing those things, you know, maybe they're just not recognizing it or too busy to realize them.
Well, it's interesting. I was a teacher for many years. I have a master's degree in education, so I've really studied a lot in how people learn. I did extensive study on learning styles and multiple intelligences and just really looking at how we all come to things differently. We all have a different learning style. We have different preferences. We have different natural abilities. And so part of it is being able to honor the fact that we're not all going to get there the same way. And what happens is that we might value a certain skill. So let's say we value the skill of public speaking. For some people, public speaking is natural to them. They're very comfortable with it. It works well with their personality, with their learning style. And with other people, it's just not their thing. But then someone will say, you got to get out there and speak. You got to get out there and speak. And it's never really their thing. You know, and you can tell when they're out there speaking. Something else might be their thing. But to be out there doing something the way somebody else succeeds, you know, it's like your success in, as a genius is not necessarily can be replicated for every single person near you. So it's very, very important that we just have this understanding of ourselves, who we are, what it is that we bring to the table, the strengths that we have, the learned skills and the life experiences. All these things feed into that thing that makes up, you know, our genius. And so I'm using this with people to have an understanding of their leadership style. Like, what's your special style and how can we tap into your genius so that the people that you lead, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're, let's say, an executive or a manager, are inspired to follow you? Or how do you use that to communicate more clearly or to create something for your business, something for your career, just something that's more powerful? So we pull this out, reflect it back to people, help you see yourself in a whole new way. And when you get that level of clarity on yourself and this aha moment, there's a creative explosion that happens and a burst in confidence, and suddenly you're able to start making moves that you might not have made before. You might not even have thought of things that you would be doing prior to that.
So it's almost like you need to try things, you know, and kind of break through some apprehensions you might have, right? Like, for example, when you were describing that, I was thinking it reminds me of like people really being nervous about doing online video. However, it's a very powerful way to market yourself. But so many people are just not, you know, they have a mental block about doing it. And so, you know, they're held back. But if they just tried it, you would think that maybe they could realize that they're not all that bad with it. You know what I mean?
Or they might be awful at it, and it might be an absolute disaster for them. I think there's definitely, I mean, if we're applying this to marketing, I think that there's definitely places where you can shine, and there might be something about a person that doesn't have anything to do with video itself. It has to do with, is my message valuable enough for me to sit in front of this camera and talk about it? Is what I have to say and what I'm teaching, is it enough of a contribution? Will people find it important? A lot of people, I mean, anybody can sit in front of a camera and talk. You know, it's not difficult. And there are lots of ways we can, you know, look, sit this way and wear this color and have this in your background. And we can take care of all of the external components. But on the inside, if you aren't believing in the message, if you're not believing in the value of the message, then that's probably the biggest obstacle. And that obstacle is going to hit you whether you are using video or whether you're writing or whether you're using social media or, you know, whatever. And so one of the things that my entrepreneurial clients find most valuable in identifying their deep genius and being able to build from there is that it gives them that foundational piece of understanding, who am I? What am I here for? What have I got to say? You know, why is that important? Why? What am I an advocate for? What am I absolutely great at that I can say without feeling like I'm BSing or bragging? So there's this huge mindset shift and motivation, you know, this huge mindset shift that happens when a person has an understanding of, oh, you mean that thing I know how to do is very valuable? And everybody on the outside is going, it is. It's so valuable. They're like, gosh, I never realized that. We overlook 90% of our strengths. We just go, oh, you know, everybody can do that.
You know, it's almost like self-deception because you feel like it should be hard. You know, work should be a hard thing to do. But when you're in your talent and genius zones, it's not that hard. You know, things are easier. They come easy. So maybe, at least on the entrepreneur side of things, they feel kind of weird about that. Like, wait, this should be harder, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. And research has already shown that when two people could be doing the exact same task, and for one person, if that task is in their strengths, they're just using a little bit of energy to get it done. It's no big deal. For the person who is, it's not in their natural strengths, they're expending so much more energy to get that task done. Now, when you're finished, both of the tasks might be completed identically, but it's, you know, you look under the iceberg and you realize, you know, or what is it with the ducks underwater? You know, one duck, his little feet aren't hardly moving. It's just like, all right, I'm just gliding along here. And the other one, the duck's feet are just going crazy, you know, pedaling and pedaling and pedaling. It's this phenomenon of thinking that if it's hard, then it must be valuable. And the whole thing about working from your strengths, and I mean, you can see this in any of the research that's put out around people working from their strengths, is that you don't feel like you're working. And right. And that's one of the biggest illusions. So people overlook it. I'll interview people, you know, client will come to me and I'll take them through what I call a genius session, and we're just pulling out all their you know, unique aspects, and I'm reflecting it back to them. I'm finding these real unusual pairings of people, you know, oh, you know, you have this trait and that trait. That's really kind of interesting. And they look at me like, you're kidding. Why is that interesting? I'm not going to have to say, I'm not, you know, selling a person on themselves, but it's just really fascinating how we are wired to not see the value that we hold and that we bring to the table. And I think that's holding a lot of people back in growing in their businesses. I think it's holding a lot of people back from advancing their careers. I think it's holding a lot of people back into really being and doing what they feel most called to do.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of us, at least, you know, I'm on the last part of the baby boomer generation, and we always were told that, you know, you have to work really hard, you got to sweat and toil if you really want to get to where you're going. I mean, yes, hard work is involved, but it doesn't have to. You can enjoy it. And if you're in your genius zone, I mean, you could really, you know, expand on that. And there's other applications with this, too, I would think, because if you know what your genius is, that means you can delegate with more, you know, confidence, right?
Oh, yeah. So from a leadership perspective, you can absolutely delegate with more confidence. You can also, once you've spotted the genius in yourself, you learn how to identify it and awaken it and point it in the right direction. If you are leading a team, for example, you can start to find the genius in each of your team members and realize that people might be underutilized in their jobs. Or even looking at, if it's a solo entrepreneur or an entrepreneur with a staff, you look around and you start thinking, okay, is everybody really utilizing their genius? And genius is, this isn't just skill stuff. This isn't just, well, that person types really fast. So, you know, it's about your motivation. It's about your story, your level, your emotional intelligence. It's about life experiences and how that's affected you. There's a very complex web of traits that form who we are. And when you have that understanding of who you are and who the people are around you, then you start to see new ideas of, wow, I had no idea that person was so empathic, or I had no idea that person was so intuitive, or I had no idea that person was so mechanically inclined. They can be pointed towards work or things to do that are, they're just more productive, more focused, more excited, and suddenly everybody's happy about what they're doing instead of grunting and groaning and saying, ugh, it's Monday, you know?
Boy, what a concept. That would be nice.
Right? Yeah.
And it seems like if someone encounters setbacks, if they're in that type of mindset, they're not as bad. I mean, they don't seem as big of a hurdle as maybe they used to be, right?
Right, exactly. It's and you know what happens is that when you are really tapped into a source of inspiration and motivation, you could be doing something that you don't really love, but you're not looking at that task as the end point. You're looking at that as this little stepping stone because you're so focused on the far, you know, the long game. And I think that's one of the important things to remember is that when we are really aware of what we do well and the value that we bring, things become easier to do. There's not as much drama because we're tied to a bigger, you know, like a bigger ideal.
Okay. Boy, this is powerful stuff, Nancy, you know? I mean, this is could be life-changing.
I think it's pretty life-changing. I mean, if I do say so myself, I have found, you know, in just looking at people, you know, I've spent a lot of time helping people identify the genius, but that I tell them, it's like, that's just the starting point. Like, we can identify it, and then what? You know, you have to ignite it and you have to apply it. And what I've noticed with the people who are applying their unique genius, their special combination of innate strengths and learned skills and the wisdom they've gotten from their life experience, I notice things. Like, I first thing I notice is they're more confident. You know how that complete change, it's like the fears that once paralyzed them and stood in the way, they're not there anymore. And so how can you expand and where could you expand if you had, let's say, 20% more confidence, or you increase your confidence? What would be possible for you there?
Boy, that's exciting to think about, you know.
As
people are listening to this, they're probably, their own gears are probably turning, thinking, oh, wow, I think, you know, what might happen, you know, and start imagining that. And they might want to learn more from you, actually, Nancy. So what, because we're just scratching the surface with all this, right?
We are scratching the surface of this. I actually put together 7 signs of deep genius, and it's from my, you know, years of working with clients, looking at what happens with people from a productivity level, from a level of focus, from a level of feeling connected to their work, inspired, from, you know, all these different levels. And that's something I would love to share with your listeners. It comes in the form of, it's kind of like a quiz. You can check out these 7 signs of deep genius and actually rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 of where you fall in that spectrum. And then there are solutions and ideas and messages of what to do and what are some things that you can be doing and changes you could be making or areas of growth you could be connecting with. And
I would love
to get people on that. That would be fantastic.
Oh, great. How can we get that? Thank you.
Okay. So the URL is talentandgenius.com. All spelled out, all words, and then just /7. That's it, because it's 7 signs.
Oh, excellent. Thank you,
Nancy. TalentGenius.com/7.
I'm going to get that myself, too.
Well, I'd love you to get that. You tell me how you like it. I think it's really cool. I think it's really cool. And one of the things that I found out, I have been surveying people who have been using this tool, and there's an epidemic going on right now where people are not focused.
Yeah.
You know, most people are saying,
true.
They're like, I'm not, everybody's struggling with focus. And what happens is that one of the reasons why people are struggling with focus is because they don't know what it is that they're supposed to be doing. It's like, where should, you know, when you have this identification of your genius and you're able to apply it, your focus sharpens. You understand what's in front of you, what you're supposed to do, who's, you know, where you're going, and the unnecessary things blur away. And so if anything, I want to help people with focus and that internal intrinsic motivation to keep going and to stay focused.
Oh, excellent. And so they can learn more about that too at talentandgenius.com, right?
/7
/7 Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy Marmolejo, thank you so much for your generosity with all of this really amazing information. I appreciate it.
Oh, Andy, I'm so happy that you invited me. I think I like your program. I love listening to the people that you've interviewed, and you reach some really amazing people. So I'm honored to be part of that group.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, and good luck with everything. It's, keep changing lives.
You too.
Thanks for listening to Audio Motivation. Join us in our membership community for even more in-depth interviews, transcripts, and bonus gifts, all designed to keep you motivated and inspired.